From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and we have been talking about growing your own food. If you missed the first hour, you can go to betterlawns.com and hear it. You can also hear it on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and audioboom.com. I'll be posting the links on our Facebook page later on this afternoon. We have a call from Ann in Tallahassee. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am wonderful. How can I help?
It's like everything is going smoothly down there.
It is. How can I help?
I'm calling about a Japanese magnolia.
Okay.
It's about 10 years old, and it seems to be okay, but my Japanese magnolia, every year it's in full sun, and it blooms about a month after everybody else's is gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Okay, so let's.
Any ideas?
Yeah, I do. Let's discuss it. So it's in full sun. It's planted, and how often do you fertilize it, Ann?
I haven't fertilized it. That may be the problem.
I think that's it. It's living and it's surviving, but it's not going to thrive. And so if you fertilize it, I would. How tall is it?
It's at least 10 feet tall.
At least 10 feet tall. Okay. And it's been in the ground 10 years? Okay. So I would say that, you know, get any kind of acidic fertilizer. That would be the ones for your hydrangeas, your azaleas, blueberries. Espoma has a really good one, acidic fertilizer that you can put around. Follow the label instructions. Follow the timing. If it says you need to do it every 3 months, you will. And you will then see it probably get doing a lot better. It's just, you know, it's just sitting there nicely, not minding its own business. It's not doing anything to impress anybody. And so if you give it fertilizer, then it will kind of boost it up and it will tell it to produce more flowers, you know, grow more roots, grow a little bit taller, and it will be a little bit healthier.
It finally blooms, and it blooms beautifully, but it's just slow.
Right, and that's because it's taking its time. And so you're going to say, wake up and, you know, smell the roses, and you need to, you know, put up a little bit more activity there. And fertilizing it will help it do that.
Okay, I had wondered about that, but then I didn't know what to use. So. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, thank you listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, so plants just survive, and if you want to get into production and have more flowers, more fruits, more vegetables, you know, more growth, more height, you know, or a more dense canopy, then, you know, fertilizing is the way to go. If you're in sandy soils or if you're in an area where it's under a lot of stress, and, you know, fertilizing is, it, again, will make it healthier so it can handle the stress. And so, you know, it just puts a little, you know, push to it and says, you know, you need to do a little bit more there. So I want to say good morning to Nancy. She had the perfect text message. And I'm just really glad that she let us know she was out there. If you'd like to let us know you're out there and you have, you know, what you're drinking this morning, what you're growing, if you have a gardening issue, you can text us at 23680 or you can, you know, call us at 1-888-455-2967. We're really easygoing here, and we'd love to do it. So, you know, what other kinds of plants that you can be planting right now and growing right now? Well, you can be growing herbs. This is a nice time of the year to grow herbs. Your anise, your bay laurel, your cardamom, chives, coriander, fennel, garlic, and ginger. You may say, you know, I don't even know what to grow or to, how to use these herbs in your garden. Well, if you plant them, you can start looking up recipes and, you know, enhance your diet and enhance your meals and, you know, your dining experiences by cooking with more herbs. And it's really easy to do. Lavender and mint, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, thyme, and watercress. I always think of watercress as a vegetable, not necessarily an herb, but it is one. Bulbs, lots of great bulbs to be planting right now. I saw so many of them Thursday at the Tropical Plant Industry Expo in Tampa. Beautiful bulbs, African irises, Asiatic lilies, amaryllis, blood lilies, and bulbines, and crinums, and day lilies. At my client's house yesterday, I'm just veering off here, just on a tangent. She had Eucharis lilies blooming. Oh, they look so beautiful, and they were expanding. And that's the one nice thing about amaryllis and all sorts of bulbs. You can put them in the ground here, and they will grow for you and expand. Louisiana irises and society garlic, spider lilies, and rain lilies. Rain lilies are one of my favorites. And guess when they bloom? 3 days after rain lilies will bloom. And so you just love them. Even the little yellow one reminds me of crocuses here. And then you could also be growing tulips. It's a little late in the season. They needed to be refrigerated. So don't buy any tulips now. It's past the season. I should have just stopped my mouth.
Wow, really? Because they push them on you as we're getting close to Easter.
Yeah, no. Do not grow tulips now.
Okay.
Don't do it. Listen to me. Save your money. Buy a great plant that you love that will grow here all year round. And so, you just want to make sure that you you need to know out more information. You can go to betterlawns.com. And I have what to do in the month, every month. And you can see that from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-914-0465. That's 800-914-0465. 800-914-0465. Sponsored by EverQuote.
World-class fishing, crystal blue waters, endless sunshine. There's so much about Florida's waterways to enjoy. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission encourages you to take part in the National Spring Aboard campaign and take a boating safety course today. You can take the course in a classroom or online. Just make sure you take a course. The knowledge gained by taking a course will make you and your family and friends safer and allow you to have more fun out on the water. To learn more, visit Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants?
Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions mosquito bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and I'm going to start off. We have our dirty word of the day, and this is dedicated to Annie Haven. Annie Haven is the entrepreneur who has the authentic Haven brand manure tea, also called Moo Poo Tea, and this is for her family. She has a long agricultural legacy and history in agriculture. Her family developed the bell pepper that you eat today, mm-hmm. and also the Anaheim chili pepper that you eat. And they grew tomatoes. They were the largest grower in California during 1919. They were doing $100,000 worth of business.
Wow!
In 1919, and Annie sadly passed away this week. And so the dirty word of the day is for her, and let's listen to John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is hybrid seeds. A hybrid is the result of pollinating one specific variety of plants with the pollen of another genetically different variety of that same class. While a hybrid can occur by chance within the seed industry, hybrids are usually the result of the crossbreeding of carefully chosen parent plants that produce offspring, quote, seeds, that will have special characteristics. To accomplish this pollination procedure, the parent plants that are selected to be the females and produce the seed have their pollen-bearing anthers removed, and they receive only pollen from those plants that have been selected as their partners. This is done because most plants have both male and female plants or parts and can pollinate themselves. By controlling the pollination process, this results in the offspring having genetic characteristics from both parents. The seeds from this cross will produce plants that are very uniform in plant habit and carry a combination of the traits from the parent plants, which are the best. Hybrids exhibit some very desirable traits that non-hybrids don't, and it could take years for the ideal combination of desired traits to happen by chance. Hybrids also exhibit a wider adaptability to environmental stress and more uniform characteristics than non-hybrids. This can mean earlier flowers or fruits and higher harvests. And hybrids are very uniform in size and appearance, something home gardeners appreciate when planting a garden. Multiple disease resistance can result from a specific cross, meaning better garden performance and less likelihood that the plants will be damaged or made unattractive by certain diseases in the garden. So the most intelligent choice for your garden is your preference. You can go with the usual standards or you can try hybrids. And in most cases, the best performance will be from a hybrid. So that's the dirty word of the day. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm just getting over strep throat.
Oh, no. I'm so sad. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, I drank tea and honey all day yesterday, so now I'm drinking caffeine. So hopefully it'll give me a boost.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I have a question for you about the roses.
Okay.
I have one that is about my height, 5 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got new leaves on top.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing in the middle, nothing on the bottom. Do I cut it back?
What kind of rose is it, Eileen?
It's a queen something.
Okay. So it's just a regular hybrid rose?
Yes.
Okay. So I would wait till the end of January. And if you think you want to cut it back now, we're okay. I don't mind you doing it right now. But if you want to wait a couple of weeks and then take about a third of it off.
Okay.
Okay. And then fertilize it. It'll be good to go for spring.
Okay. Now, what about my little drift roses?
Your drift roses? Yeah.
Should I cut them back?
They don't need to be cut back to bloom. Drift roses are wonderful. I recommend them always. And they only get to be about 2 feet high. Now, I deadhead mine throughout the year. You do not need to do it because they will continue to bloom without deadheading, which is one of their benefits.
No, I deadhead mine also.
Right.
I always deadhead mine.
Okay. Well, you don't need to prune them then at all.
Okay. My lilies, I have a variety of lilies. Can I split them now?
Yes, sure.
Okay,
now's a good
great.
Time, right before spring, and then they'll start to grow when the temperature warms up really nicely, and we're going into spring and summer. Yes, go ahead and split them up now.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. You made my morning. Thank you so much. All right, and we are going to, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. And we have Pat from Melbourne. She's drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's wonderful. What direction should my vegetable garden face? That's a really good question. You know, and I will tell you, Pat, I've never been asked that question, but I know the answer. And so the answer is the one that you're going to get the best sunlight from.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it just depends. I don't know what you have for trees. I don't know where your house is situated on your property to whether you get, you know, the morning light or the afternoon light or whether you get light all day. So wherever you get the most sunlight, okay, or at least 6 hours of sunlight a day, 6 to 7 hours of sunlight a day is the direction or the location of your garden. You know, we're subtropical. We get more sunlight inside our homes,
yes,
than through the windows than they do up north. So you're going to pretty much get a good, if you've got full sun or, you know, a good portion of the day sunlight, you're going to be able to raise a really good vegetable garden.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that when we've planted gardens is to make sure that, I mean, you can go ahead and set your stuff up, but if you want to do it right for us anyway, we waited a year and actually marked throughout the year because the earth is turning and then
it changes.
Yeah. So sometimes there's not a lot of sun where there's sun all summer in that one spot.
Well, you know, it's fascinating you say this because I was talking to another client this week and he went online and there are websites that will show you where the sun is in your location every day out of the year and at what time you have sunlight if you put in your address.
Technology. This is awesome.
Isn't it amazing?
Love that.
Okay. And so I will find that website and I'll let you know what it is.
Okay.
Well, but
put it on our Facebook page.
I'll put it on the Facebook page, and it will tell you what kind of sunlight conditions you will have. Now, that doesn't take into consideration your house or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. See, what we were running into is we do have trees on the property line to break wind for hurricanes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we kept getting when the earth would turn a little bit, then it would be dark on that one area a lot more hours. So.
Exactly. And, you know, it does move fast. If you've ever driven in a car and the sun's been in your eyes, if you will just wait a few minutes, the sun moves and, you know, you're not, it's not in your eyes anymore. It's just incredible.
If you could ever take a moment, all our listeners, if you could ever take a moment, especially since we live in the state of Florida and we have the most beautiful sunrises and the most beautiful sunsets.
We are the Sunshine State.
You can go on any of the news channel stations and find out what time the sun sets. Get there about 5-10 minutes before and sit there and just watch it. Turn off your electronics, just watch it. And you can actually watch the sun as it gets closer to the edge of, the edge of the earth. it starts to set and it goes really fast. So it's beautiful.
Does.
Just do it one time.
It's wonderful. And so great question, Pat. Thank you for a perfect text message. And then I have Susan in Tallahassee. Again, a perfect text message, a name and a location that helps me out because it may be different North Florida from South Florida. Okay, I have a tall fiddly fig on a covered patio. It is in a protected area, and I covered it during cold, but every leaf drop. Is there a chance of survival? Yes. Okay, and so it still gets a little cold on your patio. If it's in a pot and you can move it to your garage or move it indoors, that would be the best thing. But just what I want you to do, Susan, is the branches and the little twigs that are coming off of the main stem, start at the tip and start to scrape either with a nail file or your nails or a little small knife very gently. Scrape back the outer layer of bark and see if it's green underneath. Now, the really outside, the skinniest, the newest branches may be brown, okay, especially because you guys got really cold over the Christmas holiday. And so it may be brown, but keep scraping back until you find green. And when you do, you'll know that your tree's going to survive. So what I would do is just leave it be right now. You're going to see it start to flush the little leaves coming out. And hibiscus is already doing it. I have one consultation that I did this week where this 6-foot tall hibiscus completely dropped all their leaves over the Christmas holidays. And already, even just 3-4 weeks later, a month later, the hibiscus has buds all over it, just little tiny that you can't really even notice unless you get right up close, that are starting to emerge. And so it's going to be just fine. So I think the same thing for your fiddle leaf fig. But next year, you know that if the temperature is going to get really low, it's going to drop its leaves again. So hang some Christmas lights, some old vintage Christmas lights on your fiddle leaf fig. Wrap a frost cloth blanket over it, and it should do a little bit better. Okay? Great question. Frank from Spring Hill. Good morning, Frank. Thank you for texting. What are the best varieties of blueberries for our area? And then you have a second question that, and you got a second question that I'll try and answer again with you too. So the types of blueberries, you can be growing Emerald, Jewel, Windsor, and Star are the ones the University of Florida gives high recommendations to. Great question. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Have you heard about the Garden Walk Buffalo Tour we're taking at the end of July? I'm going to be honest with you. This garden tour changed my design life. It blew my mind that Buffalo, New York has the largest garden walk in the United States. over 70,000 people come in 2 days to walk through regular homeowners like you and me, and they have beautiful gardens. 400 homes open up their yards for us to walk
that
through.
Is amazing.
70,000 people in 2 days. But the really good thing, we don't go on those 2 days.
that's a good
thing. I don't
want
to rub elbows and just, you know, be stumbled, you know, be, you know, just all the crowds. I'm not one that does crowds. And, you know, Garden Walk Buffalo is an incredible experience. We are going to go 3 days before the tour, before everyone gets there. And then we're also going to see the Niagara Falls Botanical Gardens and other gardens on the Canadian side. So this is going to be a wonderful garden tour. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com. If you'd love to go with me, I would love to go with you. It is an incredible experience. And I will tell you, all the flowers and plants you see, the majority of them are all tropical and Florida plants. It's very exciting, and you'll see so many interesting ways to design. So if you'd like to do that, go to my website, she-consulting.com, and go to my backyard garden tours and look at the garden tour for Buffalo in Bloom, and come with me. I'd love to have you come. All right, so let's go to our text messages here. And so Cecil in Orlando says he was given a mail order horseradish root as a gift. It's been in good soil for 2 weeks now and watered regularly, but there are no green sprouts. What should I do? Give up on it or order another one? Well, Cecil, we need to be a little patient, but I want to know if it's in full sun and how much you're watering. I don't want you to water every day or even every couple of days. If your soil is really got a lot of good organic amendments in it and it's in full sun, you should start to get leaves popping up in 2 to 3 weeks. But we've been a little cold and a little overcast. So again, I don't know how much you're watering it. It needs watered possibly 2 times a week. Stick your finger in the soil. If the soil is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to water. That goes for your landscape or your raised beds, all right? And so lots of full sun. It's a little harder to grow horseradish in Orlando, but you can do it, and the leaves should be coming up. So I would get down and look at it. Hopefully you didn't plant it too deep. So look at it. You should see green leaves sprouting on the sides of it. So just check that out. And Cecil, let me know. I want to... just check in with you on your horseradish growing. So then, Alice in Melbourne. Good morning, Alice. How are you? Do you know if using fungicide is okay on mature hibiscus? No, it's not necessarily okay. It's not good. Hibiscus are very susceptible to damage from chemicals. Okay, they do not like to be sprayed with anything. I'm just curious as to why you think you need a fungicide. Okay, because we haven't had a lot of rain, and if it's in full sun, I just really can't remember a time I've ever seen a fungus on hibiscus. So if it's getting a fungus, or that's the issue, it may just be sooty mold, which means you have whiteflies or aphids, and that's another issue. It's a pesticide issue, but the fungicide won't help that. Okay, and so if it's sooty mold, you can rinse off the sooty mold with water. It'll come right off. But you want to have good air circulation around your hibiscus, and it needs to be in full sun. If it's only in partial sun or it's in shade, it's not going to do well. Okay? And so good air circulation, full sun, and, you know, give it some fertilizer. It's going to need fertilizer. But no, I would really hesitate to put any kind of pesticide, whether it's a fungicide or a insect control, on your hibiscus, okay? They don't like it. So Palm Bay, Florida, I just received a sweet potato plant from a friend. What a nice friend, okay? And you can grow your own sweet potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it has 2 potatoes above the soil. Should they be covered with soil? Yes. Go ahead and plant those, put them in the ground and let them sprout. They're going to have beautiful ornamental leaves, and they should do really well. Okay, so that's a great question. And now's the time to be cutting up your potatoes and, you know, cutting them up into quarters. I saw our good friend Gary Bachman. He was doing that on his Facebook page the other day there. He's so fun. He's going to be here.
Is he coming back?
He's coming back.
I'm so excited.
And so we'll have a great time with him when he comes. But he was cutting up his sweet potatoes and very inspiring. He makes me want to go out and garden too.
Oh, yes, he does.
Ada in Windermere. I might have missed the answer to when I can start seed beds and which vegetables and herbs to grow today. You did. But you can always go back to our betterlawns.com page and download the show, or you can hear it on iHeartRadio and download the show, or BetterLawns, iHeart and iTunes, and then Audio Boom, or my website, she-consulting.com. Oh, so I'm going to tell you the plants you can grow. Okay, the seed beds. Okay, so let me just pull this up. There we go. Vegetables, asparagus, beets, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, collards, endive, horseradish, kale, kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, onion sets, peas, potatoes, radicchio, radishes, roquette, rutabagas, spinach, Swiss chard, and neeps, turnips. And yes, you can plant seeds for those right now if you get on the stick and do it this weekend. Okay, and I have a broccoli that the package says August. What does it say August under? Okay, so that's what I want to know, Aida. Does it say the harvest time is August or to plant them in August? Broccoli is a winter vegetable, so yes, planting it in August will give you broccoli in November and December, but you can still also plant it now, North Florida and in Central Florida, not in South Florida.
How long does it take for broccoli to grow? Somehow in my brain, it's like you're talking months to grow this big
months, 90
tree.
Days. Okay. 90 days.
All right.
It's not a big tree.
Well, in my brain. Whenever you were a kid, it was a huge tree that your parents were trying to make you eat.
Yeah. And so thank you and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Aida. That will be great. Now, if you miss any of the shows, you can go on to betterlawns.com, but you can also get what to do in your landscape each month too as well. We're going to be back with more of betterlawns.com. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. When you see flashing lights, move over a lane or slow down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. See lights? Move over, Florida. It's common sense, it's common courtesy, and it's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Hal Lindsey said that a person can live 40 days without food, 4 days without water, but only 1 second without hope. The world can knock us down and suck the hope right out of us. Personal challenges, stress, loss, and pain. They're enough to make us spiral into despair and just want to give up. If that's how you feel, I get it. But when the Bible speaks of hope, it means a deep-rooted confidence in God's character, that we can trust Him to do what He says He will do. This living hope can be ours through faith in a resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. Regardless of our circumstances, the hope we have in Jesus strengthens us today and gives us a firm foundation for tomorrow. This is Bryant Wright, hoping that you find real hope in Jesus, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed the first hour of today's show, you can always go back and listen to it. I will be posting it on our Facebook page with a direct link. And you can listen to it on iHeartRadio and also betterlawns.com. And so we had a really great first hour with Leah Brooks, the Tower Gardens representative. So going back to our text messages, and if you'd like to call, you still have time. Oh, we do. We have a call going right there. Let's do that. Let's go to Melbourne. Let's take our call first. Good morning. How can I help you?
Yes, I listen to your show all the time. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I had a question. I have two Kent mango trees,
mm-hmm.
and they're starting to put out a lot of panicles. Should I, at this particular time, spray for any kind of fungicides or insecticides, like maybe neem oil or copper fungicide as a preventative measure?
Okay. So one, I'm going to tell you, I'm very impressed that you use the word panicles. Okay. That's wonderful. I love that.
Well, I don't know what else to call them.
No, that's great. And so two, do you get fungus on your mango?
No. No.
Okay.
Last year was very vague. I didn't have a lot of mangoes, but the ones I did get were very nice. But this year, I think it's going to be a bumper crop. And I've noticed in the area, I drive around a lot, I see other mango trees, and they're also putting out a lot of panicles.
Oh.
So I think it's going to be a bumper crop for mangoes this year.
I think so, too.
You know.
And I don't see you. I'm just not one to put down a chemical unless there's a reason for it. And I don't see mangoes as getting a lot of disease issues. So I wouldn't do anything right now. Let's wait a few more months and right before, you know, it comes out, you know, I just don't think you need to do it, hon.
Okay. What about fertilizer? I keep them very well fertilized. I use the BGI fertilizer.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Product that you sell.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to work well. And I also mulch. I use black cow compost around the base, and I keep it clear of weeds.
Well, you're already seeming like you're fertilizing. You're doing a great job. Gold star.
Yeah, but I want to do more, you know?
Well, this is where we need to just have a cup of tea and just sit back and enjoy Mother Nature. There's no reason to overdo it, because I will tell you that when you put down too much fertilizer, one, the plant can only absorb so much, and then you're going to leach the rest out, and it's going to, you know, it's going to damage our water supply. So it's going to leach into lakes and oceans and rivers and things like that. So you don't want to over-fertilize, because the plant can only absorb so much.
Well, I tried. I just use the minimal amount, and I let the plant, you know, go hungry, I guess, but I do it, you know, 2 months, every two or three months I do it.
Well, that's good. Okay, so just keep on doing what you're doing. It's got the panicle. It's got the flowers. So let me call me back and let me know how many you get.
I shall do that.
All right.
Maybe I'll send you some.
Oh, that would be nice. I love that. Thank you. All right. Take care. Thank you for calling. And so if you have a question, we have wonderful time left over 1-888-455-2967. I would like to get excited with you and talk to you about your problem or comfort you and tell you what to do to solve your garden issues. All right. And so let's go to my blood navel orange tree lost all its leaves. This is Mary after the Christmas freeze. Is it a lost cause? I don't know. Okay. So I don't know where you live, Mary, but what I want you to do is I want you to, again, do that little kind of very easy scraping on the branches, and you can do it in multiple places, two or three places, and see if it's green underneath. If it is green underneath, it's going to recover, all right? But if it is yellow and hard and it breaks very easy, then you might have lost it. So I would say if it's a small tree in a pot, then it's more likely that you've lost it. If it's a larger tree, and outside in the ground, and you did try to protect it, but it still lost its leaves, I'm going to say you probably will save that. You know, our citrus can take a little bit of cold weather, but they can't take long hours of it. And that's what we had this time.
Yeah.
It was just a couple of days of very cold temperatures, and that's what caused them to get damaged.
Blood oranges. Wow.
Oh, have beautiful. You never had one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I have. That's what I'm saying.
I love them.
So beautiful.
They are. They're a great orange. And, you know, I'm so excited going down to all these conferences and things. I was able to see citrus groves being planted, and they're just – it was wonderful to see. I can't wait for them to come back. So Cecil is texting again. He says, how do I grow black and white peppercorns? And you need to buy a pepper plant, Cecil. And so the pepper plants you can get online or in your nursery, get them to order it for you. But very easy to grow, and you will then need to, it's a capsicum plant, and you need to make sure it doesn't get frozen. They are very tropical, and but they're easy to grow. You got to make sure they're just protected, and then harvest the fruit on them. But check with online. You can buy plants online, capsicum plants online. Or you can go to a nursery and order it. Let's go to Eileen and Stuart. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but what is my maintenance at this time of year for my clusia hedges?
Oh, you're about, yeah.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Almost.
Oh, okay. they're between 5 and 6 feet high, and I don't know whether to just leave them go. Or some are real fat, some are like pointing to the sky. Is there like a proper maintenance for them?
Yes. Okay, so you have a clusia, that's C-L-U.
Clusia.
Yeah, S-I-A. It's also called the autograph plant. You can literally, Eileen, write your name on the plant leaf, and as the plant grows and gets bigger, that leaf will expand and your name will never disappear.
I never knew. I knew it was called the autograph tree, but I thought after you put your autograph in there, the leaf would die.
No.
Thank you.
Okay, so everybody who visits your house, you got to go out and make them sign your tree. Okay?
That is wonderful.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Okay, so now, do you need to cut it? Where is it, a hedge plant around your foundation? Is it a tree out in the yard?
It's we have 5 of them for privacy on each side of the back.
Okay.
And then we have a couple on, the neighbors put a fence up. So for us not to look at the fence, we put a couple, but they're all different sizes.
Okay, well, they make great hedge plants. So what I would suggest is that you select a height that you like and either trim the taller ones down to that height or let the smaller ones, the lower ones, grow up to that height. So you can cut them any time of the year. I wouldn't suggest cutting them right before November, December. So I would say, in March you can cut it and then cut it again in August. And that way the leaves can sprout and they'll be hardened off before we get any winter.
Okay. And I just been giving them 666. Is that, do I even need to do that?
Yes, you do.
Or is that not enough?
No. 666 is fine. And so what it is you're just giving them nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Okay, and that's just a balanced fertilizer. How do they look?
They look good right now. They're nice and green. They're Yeah, they look nice.
Don't mess with Mother Nature. You're doing everything right.
Okay. And then one other thing, I noticed a lot of people have mulch around them. I don't mulch around mine. Should I be doing that?
Well, it just depends. Mulch helps keep the plants hydrated. It stops the evaporation just a little bit, so it holds on to moisture longer. I like it because it also is the aesthetic framework to your landscape picture, and it stops weeds from growing underneath your plants. And so, yes, I would recommend using it. You want to put 3 inches down underneath the plant, keep it away from the trunk of the tree, and it'll be just fine.
Okay.
But if your plants are doing fine and they look good, you know, you don't need to do it, though.
Okay. Well, thank you. And thank you for the autograph idea. I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You could also use it for name tags at a dining when you're sitting down dining and you want to just take a couple of leaves and write their names on it and put the name tags on the plate.
Oh, that's wonderful. My goodness, you're a pro in everything, right?
Thank you so much, Eileen. I love the autograph plant.
You're such a professional.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so Tallahassee, it's in the ground. Oh, the blood orange tree is in the ground. So that's Mary texting back. And so, yes, if it's in the ground, it just depends on the height. Go ahead and just trim back the cambium and see how you can see if it's still alive. And then I would just go from there. Let us know how it does. I appreciate everyone who texted and called today. We just love our listeners. We had a good good discussion.
Our listeners are the best. I love you guys. You guys do the perfect text. You do the perfect phone call. You're in and out.
And so many great ideas. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, I'm going to be posting a lot of my new photographs of the shows that I went to this week. So you want to stay tuned to Facebook and just follow us there. Give us 5 stars. We do appreciate it. The farm at the Tropical Square Gardens. And then Kathy and Carl followed us, so we really love that.
There you go.
So thank you so much. And I'd like to thank Leah Brooks with Tower Gardens and for her winter vegetable guide. And we will be posting her information later on this afternoon. But you can give her a call, 386-473-2638. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, makers of mosquito bits and mosquito dunks and year-round organic oil spray, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Remember when all phones sounded like that? Hey, it's Brian Mudd, and I sure do. But you've got to go with the times, so go with Affinity Cellular. Affinity is offering up to 3 months free service and a free flip or smartphone with a 30-day guarantee. Happy with your current phone? That works too. Get unlimited talk and text for as little as $15 a month. Get started right now at Affinity with an A, cellular.com. Affinity Cellular. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.